Our trainer religious teaching that the first motivation will be should be good one, should one good one, or that motivation instead of them, or not thinking in permanent life, and if I die, and where I should be, if I only once on the deed and connection with that deed. If my possibility can be right now, I be down, or the such and such place, health or animals, or somewhere born, or somewhere in the middle of the intermediate stage, or that can be very, very possible. There is no insurance oneself not to be like that. So therefore, how nice, how wonderful, thinking that way, and wake up, and then do, or thinking, sit down and do all the practice of meditation or whatever you try to religious, or big attitude to rise, mental attitude, what to do today, or thinking that way. Usually we don't have those kind of things. Usually we have so much things today. Soon you get up, eating quickly to breakfast or something. Then what to do this? And then you have to so much egotistic view, much you attachment, hatred, jealousy, etc. Or they based on that certain things I have to do, so much things. Certain things I have to fight against such things. And so these kind of hatred and attachment. Under these, unpleasant, all kinds of social issues, and all kinds of things, mental turmoil beginning, rising. Full day, mental turmoil, right? What did I say? That's okay? Not insect, termite or something. Sometimes I have a lot of my mispronunciation. One time I was talking about a stream winner or something, but I didn't say properly stream winner or something. And after finished my teaching, somebody says, "Mihila, what is the stream winner? That stream, what kind of stream is it?" Okay, anyway, same thing yesterday, what we have, similar things. All right, that one. Now I forgot what is we're talking. Turmoil. Mental turmoil. That is we start the beginning, and soon, finish breakfast, then you have to so business worldly thing. I think we have to first reduce it worldly, and these things, and there's nothing much complicated it worldly, always in our mind, or the spiritual beings, especially at least those things you have to concern, it worldly things, and always mourning. Whether one's own mind dominating these eight worldly things, eight worldly attitudes for only this life. Because this life is impermanent, nothing there, and we have big journey going to long journey in the future. This life is just short stop here, short stop. Like in a boat, you have just going a little bit short time, and there, and then you go from there, and so long. So therefore, a journey from the past and this life, and then from here go to next life, or like that, a long journey. So therefore, instead of thinking only, we have usually only this life, thinking how I get the positive, four positive things, and the fighting against the four negative things. That is it, worldly goal. Four positives to pleasure or happiness. That is for this life, not for the future. this life, how I get the pleasure, happiness, so that is the one cause, yeah? For that pleasure, happiness, we always need to necessary things, lot of wealth. Is wealthy, that is all comes into it, how to wealth, how to make money, etc. Wealth is one, and fight against the poverty. Misuri serving those. So therefore, wealth is one. There was pleasure, enjoyment, that is all talked, right? In order to have the happiness, enjoyment, even you have a lot of wealth or something, good things, still you are not satisfied all the time, unsatisfied. Not satisfied, so therefore, some kind of lot of people are, or somebody, nyamba, praising you. Oh, you are wonderful, you are beautiful, you are such and such generous or something, whatever, something. Or from in front, a lot of flattery people. If you have, you happy. And then you have pleasure, enjoyment. That is the direct. Or if the opposite way, you are well, no good. And anything, whatever under that category, whatever say you don't like, whether you are actually that is real or not, doesn't matter. Even you are very, very bad and ugly, or if somebody say truth, you wouldn't like that. Yeah? Okay, so therefore fighting against those things. That is kind of pressing directly. And then even that pressing, a lot of people who round friends, relatives, and many telling you, lifting up any of those things even you have, but you want to more, further, in invisible way, your name, you become wanting to be famous. For that fame, and you do a lot of work. Yeah, you have a lot of good things, try to do good things for the convince to others, writing books, and all these kind of, all this in mind is the only one's pleasure, enjoyment. So the world, those praising and the fame goes far, even whole world, is an empty world, doesn't effect to oneself, real life, time. So therefore, these are the four positives and against the four negative things. We have always when you look down to the mind under power of those things. So that one has the Lamrim teaching or spiritual teachings according to Buddhism. Any of those, only for this life, seeking, for purpose of it, whatever you do, is not dharma, it is not religion or dharma. Dharma starts from future, from this life used as for the future, and from next life on, then you worrying, fear, worrying next life, etc., samsaric life, and then from there, and then achieving in a higher level, of course. First, yesterday we were talking human life, etc., free from lower rebirth, miserable life, and better life is first try to get. And with that better life, then to finally get achievement of the highest goal, total cessation of samsara, or the samsara, or enlightenment, or total achievement of highest goal. Or everlasting called peace, or the perfection, or the whatever we have so much word, all of those things we want, but we can't get there without all this kind of thinking, and with the thought doing those things, In order to do this properly, doing those things, when you are well established, your own mind motivated. So life is so short, life is so delicate, so I have to small or useful life when we have achieved this time, what to do, and thinking. Or that is the many things from here to all the way up, or emancipation, freedom, or enlightenment, up to that, what to do, what kind of things to get rid of, what things to accomplish. That is the main goal, is like that, right? So therefore, in order to do those things, we have to learn. We have to have knowledge, wisdom, correctly, what should be done, what should be not done. What is the temporary, what is the final things, what to need things, they are not come to you. We have to do those things all properly. So therefore, Buddha taught, for example, when you achieve enlightenment, for us, all of these. Buddha himself said, Nene raptasan bu chueshati. Chuji yangda duba majana. Nepa menjitya ba tonaya. Luenene seura munusos. What does that mean? Nene raptasan bu chueshati in the chue dharma, which is for the liberation for all sentient beings equally, everybody, for temporary, final, and anyway, leading to the enlightenment. That is the truth. That is the Buddha taught 45 years, hundreds of volumes we have now in the Tibetan scriptures, from translated into Tibetan, 100 volumes called Kanjur. Another 200-300 volumes, Tenjur means to translate from Indian language, Sanskrit to Tibetan. So those are the 100 volumes, Kanjur is the Buddhist Bible. Buddhist Bible. Bible is not one thing. Buddha's taught so many from ground level, and the intermediate level, then higher level, all of these necessary things have to talk. You can't do one single thing that will do everything. Yeah? There is no such thing. Or then, that's a medical term. What is that? Panacea. Or panacea. Okay, panacea. Do you know panacea? I don't know exactly, anyway. Okay. Is there a spiritual panacea? No. Spiritual panacea? No. Not. So therefore Buddha teaches in a small level, intermediate level. Then it's a small level, that is imperial level. Then intermediate level. When that completion, then higher level, there are three stages, and all these sutras, subject, all this ground level, and the medium level, and the higher level is quick and on a very, very high, special, and then later, tantric method, etc. So much these you have, all this can you include. Then those things also explained. What this is the later, subsequently. So therefore, with this teaching, it's not at the time, maybe lesser, maybe, or understand. But all of them, and together, is difficult to, and also crucial, most important, on thing is the viewpoint, view on what should be realized, the ultimate truth, and conventional truth. We see all the time our senses and all these conventional truth always will come. And the ultimate truth behind that you don't see, but that is not real truth as we see. So therefore, there is a final ultimate truth like shunyata, etc. talking. Those things without studying, without learning. Our mind has no or knowledge of those things. So therefore, therefore, The teachings, as yesterday we were talking teachings, well, there are many types, but they principally to three categories. First wheel of doctrine, second wheel of doctrine, or third wheel of doctrine, or Dharma teaching, these three things. These are different level, different way of thought. Or same or teacher, but what to teach is to the disciple. Disciple, why need those things, Buddha? Some are high, some are low, some are intermediate. So many variety things. Why he need to talk? He should be talked what he realized, only one. Well, that is not enough. Okay. Although that is, for example, when we are like patients, or we are always, or not ordinary way of sick person, but the Buddhist term or religious term, we are all sick. Sick by sickness. Sickness is not painful bodily, not necessarily mental sickness. Mental sickness is dominating ignorance, attachment, hatred, jealousy, and all of these kind of, all of these, when we were born, or with us, we have those things. There is no way of getting rid of those things easily by nice food, etc. It will not get rid of. Or even you go to long sleep. Doesn't do. So therefore, learning, starting, what need to be on and understand, what I should do mentally. Or then, tersam gomsum, terba, terba means to starting, hearing from great, learning ones from Buddha, etc., teachers, learning first, terba. Then samba means analyze, examine correctly. Second one, samba means inferential knowledge. You get so much those things. And finally, when you establish those, properly understand, then you have to, it is something to meditate. Right? So then those things to meditate means to go to over mind, in the mind, to focus and over and over and until you or completely experience direct result, something like that. So that is then finally meditation you do. Without starting learning, there is no real good meditation. Yeah? Or means not much hurt. Lumung means mind is naturally stupid, ignorance. Gombe su means how to meditate, how to distinguish, how to meditate, what to not meditate. Does not know. Tunyung lumu gomba sumishi. Temete uchit gomba cha. When you have those things, what that person want to meditate? There's nothing to meditate. unless sitting there, long sleep. Ignorantly. Long sleep ignorantly. That is nothing doing, nothing thinking. Maybe that will for a little while, okay. That is the, I often use beer. Bear or beer? Black bear, bear. Black bear. What they do is the whole winter, 6 months, go in deep cave. And sitting there, nothing do, nothing think, now no harm, anything, just be quiet. Do they achieve something as a result of that? No. When they get up, same thing, hungry and angry and all this, same thing will happen. So we should not do human, most intelligent human, who has the capacity to develop so much sharp, white, and the wisdom that is not like animal life. Once you fall there, then it is limited. This with this body and the mind, the combination has real and special kind of life has. So therefore, this should not be wasted. Or therefore, these motivations with that, then, or to first learning, starting is the wonderful thing. Then the second, emphasize, analyze, examine all those things you have to do. And then you put it the real meditation. And for the meantime, what you learned, as long as you try to practice all those things, try to bodily and mindly and speech, whatever you have to, all those things when you understand you should do. That is the means, life, whether long or short, doesn't matter. The meaningful, made meaningful life. When oneself die, where you don't know even you where you're going, but at least oneself comfortable. So whatever I have to do is so far I have done. I hope this will lead me in a better way, or something like that. That is the so therefore starting learning. Now with that, the Buddha's so scriptures, some are looks like contradictory. Sometimes here Buddha says, yes, you should do or this way, or some others don't do this one. Or some other things, okay, this is good, leave it alone, or something like that. But that is the required, but they all have to start learning different people, different purposes taught. Doctor said, us, or patients, one day, doctor said, you don't eat meat. If you eat meat, you will die. Or sometimes when you become very weak or something, some another development, you have to eat meat or something. Now you should eat a little bit meat. If you don't do, you will die. that is the same doctor, one doctor says, but the same to patients. But the patients, two patients, two contradictory things, both of them right. First time, don't eat, that's right. Next time, when you need to eat, that's right. You have to do follow like that. Or same way, Buddhist teaching, spiritual teachings, special spiritual teachings, many, many things. You have to start learning and to follow whatever. Or then the Buddha saying, okay, just scriptures. That is the earlier quote, Buddha. When you rap the song, you chase it, you imagine if I did the excellent or Dharma to free all this, that kind of teaching I explained. Chase Yangda Dhruva Majana, you disciple, Yangda Dhruva means properly to do, means to practice, to accomplish, that is, as accordingly. Yangda Dhruva Majana, if you don't do that, then, Nepa means Java Tonayang, Dwan and Sora Minusos. Nepa means patients who go to see the doctor and get a lot of medicine, and then a whole kind of medicine, grabbing all of this. And then, means Java means huge sack, right? Huge load of the medicine bring, and then carrying with you him. None of them you eat. Then what will happen? Doesn't have at all. Never mentioned several minutes or so. The Buddha explaining all the 2,000 years ago, and explained all this. And then his followers, many of them, try to explain and the teachings, etc. Then if you don't have even books collected as the ancient things, what do you call them? And keep on collecting, you know, all the things. Antique. Considering books are like antique. So put somewhere full of rooms, books, and these are antique, or I have bought such $100-something. Okay, they are so proud. So none of taste, none of those meanings, and that doesn't help at all. Okay, so therefore Buddha was saying that, or to the young dad, majana, nepa menji kyaba tona, kyaba the sake of the medicine, tona yang is carrying, and so on, miniso, so that is the same. Okay, that is enough. I'm wanting to talk about the tukta, but why is tukta? Why need tukta? Tukta means standard. Standard is the different afterward, after Buddha passed, and all these scriptures, and then have followers have different understanding, different meaning, how you achieve the spiritual goal, or that for that purpose, and different tuktas have, or then different schools have. Schools, and the first school is as Buddha taught the first wheel of doctrine, the Four Noble Truths, and Vinaya, and all is related with that kind of Hinayana level of teaching. That is, Hinayana means, doesn't mean Hinayana means, or something, or a bad thing. When we are in the level of what you need to get teachings, those are the Hinayana teachings. Therefore, practitioners, also some are centers, and Hinayana center or Mahayana center, this name, just namely, of course, it can be in the center, or then Hinayana follower, or then who is actually Mahayana, it can be, or Mahayana follower, you can be even Hinayana, it or even neither of them. So therefore, first one is all Buddha taught the Four Noble Truths, etc., first ground. There are not too much emphasis in like Mahayana teaching, like universal compassion, love, how to liberate all the other beings, or purpose of that, or liberate for that, or purpose, etc. Teaching, that's teaching in the Mahayana teaching later explained. Or that is the first wheel when you're talking. You don't need to, or you don't want to, even the Buddha talks, first give me lesson rather than something else, other, or that will think. So people will not accept, people will not be interested. So therefore, first, how they themselves, how to liberate, etc. So this kind of teaching. So in this teaching, these teachings have various kind of level of teaching, again, Buddha taught. So therefore, following that, then later we have, and I want to believe them, later are four different schools, Buddhist schools rises, two Hinayana-based Hinayana scriptures, systems based on that rose, and two emphasis on Mahayana teaching. So therefore those things we were briefly talking about. The Hinayana or followers, that is, or the Bhaveshika and Satantika, many of you may not they heard, or you might not reading or something, but anyway, name of the Sanskrit word Bhaveshika, Satantika, so those things explained. And these things, first Vaveshika is Buddha's those all teachings, after some time, there is a council of the Buddhism, in India, have several, three times in the council, had the first council. Our council has the Buddha taught many, many different levels, different places, all of these Vinayas, especially rules, etc., regulations, many, many viewpoints, etc., all these teachings, many of them are at that time not printed, not the, also therefore, great, great arahant. Arahant means the time of Buddha, many, many people who have all the realization, achieved emancipation. Arahant is one who killed enemy, or means inner enemy. All the delusions get rid of, they themselves have achieved emancipation. Also that kind of many of those that time, also therefore even those, or the one time about 500 or arahants, almost like that way, all gathered together, council. That council, and then these Buddha's teachings are collected, what the each, the those, especially three area, or they recited, like Ananda, or Buddha's cousin, and also great Kashyapa, etc., or that these and recite the Buddha's certain kind of scriptures, or then this was each of them, or talking like Heart Sutra, we have together Dagi Thirva Thiji Namas, when I said this, thus Buddha one time is such a place, such surrounding people, and then such in this way taught, they're able to recite because they have special memory. So therefore that way establish everybody agreed on this. This is the the main thing. So therefore from there then Buddha's all the scriptures on after that happened. So that's the, my explanation roughly. So then from there so therefore the Vaiveshika, this first all the followers of the Hinayana, all the teachings, Vinaya, etc. And then the based on that, they were sometime many all the arahants collected also together. They is in the Buddhist teaching. Mahavashesha or something, great, great book of the explanation of the truth, the reality, and the path, and the fruit, what the Buddha taught, etc. So this is collected many, many different arahants together. Put in one or also another volume, also Mahavaisheshya. That is Maha's great, great book. Vaisheshya is particularized, different sections, different topics, explanation, like that way. So that is the based on these followers, and then later those all collections, all these also, at the time of the later Basabandhu, who was written in Abhidhamma Kosha, means another short book which explained this big Mahavaisheshya, what explained everything in summarizing way and explaining. So therefore Abhidhamma Kosha is like now it used with many way. Abhidhamma Kosha. Abhidhamma is it, the vividly explaining the reality, truth. So therefore, now, I will talk to those who follower of the, the Maha, Vaiveshya, etc., and then mainly following. Some of them are more later collection of these based on Buddha's teaching into these special kind of books putting together, more following on these. or then some of them must follow that, more goes to sutra themselves and following them, and then establish certain kind of theme or theory. So therefore, these schools, two schools, Vaiveshika, Satantika, that is, you know, the two schools, it's not a Sanskrit word, or the, that is the two rises. Now, I think I will talk with it mainly. What are these schools? What they are talking? Or what they believing? How they practice? And that has in all the written many, many books, commentaries, etc. What is the first, one? The Vaiveshika comes first. Or the one who following on a particularized way, that means the those book Maha Vaiveshika, follower of that, system, let's say all these four schools that we say this day, the mainly, of course, the our books has sometimes later explanation, any characteristic of those schools. Yawams, divisions, how many divisions have they themselves. And then Vashya means etymological explanation, etymology. And the subject itself, meaning, like that way, turn. So therefore, they have those things. Now, I don't think we need in all of these detail, and then all the meaning, what they explain, is they, subject matter. Then I think the basic thing is all of schools talks. Shilam Dasum is she means base, fundamental, all phenomenal things, everything, what they believe in general on the fundamental basis. Yeah, world and subject and object and all these kind of phenomenal things and all these bases, what is the reality in the base? So therefore, that is the she means the base, foundation. And then from that, any spiritual way of path is from there, and the path, what is the believing, what is the path to leading spiritual goal, path. And then practicing those things, and finally, what they achieved, final result, debu means result, fruit. Okay, so we would better to say, what are those different shi, lam, debusums, base, path, fruit. Okay, those three things, how Vaiveshika believes, how Satantika believes, how then Maya and the two is Yogacharas, because one is Yogacara, one is Maha, Madhyamika. Also, there's four schools they have, right? Four schools. What they different view? Why they have this different? How they following? What kind of sutra? What kind of logical reasons? How they achieve? That is the mainly talking. Yeah? So, now, the base. Our base is the now Vaiveshika, let's go to the first one is Vaiveshika, what they believe is the base or fundamental thing. The base is the when explaining the you can say all the Vaiveshika's system is the Abhidhamma Kosha based on, for example, how explained the basis in general, or Shija Shinga, called Sheja. Sheja, Sheja means object of knowledge, object to be known. Shebra Chawa. Okay, anything, whatever exists, things, everything is object of knowledge. Not rabbit horn, non-existence. Okay, baby or barren woman, those are the non-existence. But something which exists, everything fit into. Or that is Shesha means to be knownable, object of knowledge, knowable. Or that is the Shesha. That is the Shinga's five things categorized. Okay, five Vaveshika. Now, first one, five was just let you go to name, namely five Shingas, or five bases. Nawa Sukishi. Nawa Sukishi means, Zuk means physical things. Nawa means appearance. We have eyes, and nose, and ears, and own senses, and mental. We have always dealing with the Nawa appearance. Nawa means appearance. Directly appearing things, or that is Zuk means the form, the physical. That is the one subject, Nawa Sukishi. Okay, that will explain a little bit. Then the two semjishis, and the subject and object, so they were those objects, then the subject decides, two semjishis, mind, or there's a principle mind, in the sem is the mind, or the prime, or mental nature, two semjishis. And the core semjungishis, the third one, core semjungishis, semjung means I think the same thing is a smaller mind. That is the, principal mind and the secondary mind. You say often the secondary mind. This is the later we'll talk on also. So there are two categories, subject, both in the mind and the senses and everything. They have consciousness. Consciousness has a primary consciousness. For example, an eye consciousness, when you look something, there is the, at least, primary, like king, like one consciousness, primary, and the surrounding, and with along together, secondary consciousness, the feeling, and the wisdom, and the, at the sort of, some special kind of, secondary consciousness goes with that. So therefore, these two explain, Tō semjishi, primary, or kō semjungishi, secondary, mental, okay? Then, dāmbā māyīmbā dujī yishī means, now, that is in dāmbā māyīmbā, those are neither physical or mental. There are some things which a lot of things are neither physical or mental. There's some lot of things you can explain. Okay? For example, a characteristic of impermanence or production or something, they themselves are not physical, and they themselves are not consciousness or something between. There are a lot of, this school with 14 different things. And it's explained. Anyway, dāmbā māyīmbā dujīshī means neither physical or mental. Dujī means which is exists, which is a production. Production produced by cause, condition, but it is not physical or mental. Now, how many there?
Four.
Fifth one, you do that. I'm joking. Now, fifth one is dumachajishi. Dumachha means, in this also you have to know, all of these, four of them, dusha. Dusha means, do means cause and condition, do means together, made. So everything rises without, by itself will never rise, many cause, condition, different way, and then rises, and then inside, mental, outer side, physical, everything depends on cause and condition. So therefore, these are the called duja. That duma cha means there are something exist, something no apple. Exist means no apple. But you can't show this is this, this is, you can't show. Dumacha means something non-produced also called. Right? Dumacha means not cause a condition, not made by cause a condition. They are called something permanent natures. Permanent nature. The easy one is the, everybody's knowledge. Maybe I'm not sure easy or not. Dumacha the namgam is space. Now, when you have space, like for example, and then it's Dumacha. Space, what is space? Up there, or down there, or space is there, usually, or lack of attached or a physical, mere empty of the lack of the, or lack of touched, or a physical thing. So therefore, some kind of empty. The space can be between this or this or between their space, nothing. Or in the sky, or even our anywhere, hollow, in our mind, as a stomach also a lot of space. Even our body has also many space. But space is occupying actually. It has some kind of, it is on everywhere. Wherever duchas produce things, when you have, there is something lack of certain things, empty. Or the space, that is called space. Space doesn't mean during the day, kind of crazy thing, and light, darkness, between the empty place. That is not space. That is another color, which is visible. That is a physical thing. But space means on that examine, then nothing there to touch upon or anything. That itself exists. That is no apple. So therefore, discover. So that is the one base, space. And then in addition, then later nirvana or the social tangam is something you get rid of. Attachment, hetasura, get rid of, and the lack of that completely non-existent, put into non-existent. That non-existent of attachment itself, also dumacha. Once you get there, that has no, or that thing has no cause, that thing has no result, and like that way. Okay? So there are five bases, you know, now. Namely five bases. So those are the explained, the fundamental. Among them, from there, then you have to separate what is the impure, what is the pure, that is true, many divisions. Those are the, actually, whatever things exist in the world. Okay? So now, among them, that is both the same thing. All schools, now Zukishi is, of course, Zuk form, first one is the form, physical thing, that has also some differences, what this school believe, some other schools not believe, certain things exist, not, etc. You have distinction, but based on scriptures. But that is the, generally, Navasukhi appearing, the physical things is one, first one. Okay? So, that is the easy one, is the Navasukhi. Usually we have Zug form, is the, in outer form, inner form, outer form is the object of these five senses. Yeah? One is the first one, the object of eye consciousness, that's the color and shape. Those two together, Zugi Geji is some kind of special. And the general name of Zug form, and particularized, and that is Zukichi means something special, visible things, anyway, color or shape, only that. But the color of shape is not enough for form. Form is, this has many, all forms. Color or shape you can see by eye consciousness. And then it has smelling, I consciousness does and see or smelling by true nose. It has sound or by or the air, or it has a touch or like that. Okay? So debo zu da ti ro. Ro means taste. Rekja means the touch. So these are five things external. Everywhere, every physical things have those five things, roughly explaining. And every internal, inner physical. Now, what are the inner physical? Inner physical is the organs. Oh yeah, these organ, five organs, eye organs, etc. These are physical things. They are what not necessarily exactly according to Western sciences as well, different. I'm talking about based on what is Buddhist text explain. Now organs, eye organ, for example, this biological system, for example, eye organ, where is eye organ? Eye organ is in the round, around here, what do you see the ball, in this ball. This ball, outside the ball, is not eye organ. Eye organs in there, some kind of tangwamis, zuk tangwamis, very, very killer, subtle, and physical thing, which only functions to see, not to hear. Because if you, this eye organ, if you have, and with the rely on that eye consciousness, what if I rely on eye organ, dominated by eye organ, that is the only see color shape, physical thing. It will not see sound, smelling, etc. Now consciousness which is relying on, dependent on air organ. What is organ, another organ, subtle things. On it, and that is dominated, that consciousness which is produced from that organ, that consciousness hears only sound or not see, etc. Like that remaining of that smelling and taste, etc. Same thing. It has organ. Now what kind of organ, what kind of this physical thing, this is not visible. This is some kind of very, very subtle thing. They try to prove biologically something, but it is not outside this one. So therefore, what is it looks like, eye organ and the nose organ, etc., they have shape also a little different, subtle one. Okay? One is like, I don't know what kind of, some kind of flower looks like. Here is like some little tip of needles or something. Here is like half a moon, little many, many things. They are somewhere, tongue has everywhere, tongue you can taste, able to taste, is many, many particles, etc. Anyway, whatever, doesn't matter. You don't want to start in all of these, but roughly they say, under these physical things, now 10 physical things, do you know, understand? Inner physical, outer physical things, 10. Yeah? Our inner, there's 10 organs, which are difficult to understand, or outer physical things, you know, this subjective, there's everything. Then this Vaiveshika believes another extra physical thing. That was a little harder one. Number Rikchi Mayimbe Zuk. Number Rikchi Mayimbe Zuk means number of rich is zuk is usually visible, and then all senses, you know, Apollo, etc., that kind of thing, this, all that. Now, number of rich may be zuk means they are some kind of subtle form, which is not organ, but they, for example, if the monks, let's say, example, in Vinaya, monks, nuns should take vow, bhikshu vow, or Vishu vow, when you take Vishu vow with the sanghas and abbot and the special ritual, your motivation and all this together, and it's something you take first vow, and then the first time you have number of rikchi, a little bit visible things, how to or party gesture and in reciting certain rituals, etc., something, there is some quality you see here, but after that, you don't know. Or they have vow. You don't see. Or monks, nuns, maybe they wear some yellow robe, that is not vow. Cut their hair, that is not vow. Vow is there, some kind of special vow that is maintained. Unless there is some break vow, some kind of special cause of breaking vow, there is some cause. But otherwise, under that, from once you're taking to all the way up to death, remain in the body. And, so that is the invisible. Number of regimes cannot see directly anybody. That kind of subtle form. Okay? Okay, that is the one example. Number regime in the zoo. That kind of zoo form would be some strong special kind of cause and conditions. There are number regime in the zoo. Negative way also you have sometimes the belief, like vow. Like they say, I think somebody says, like butcher, who somewhere system, like family, that family is always be butcher. Yeah? When the son born, naturally, while you being killing, etc., not directly or not, while you eating or sleeping, doesn't matter. Once you butcher, father is a butcher, and the family is a butcher character, and then that the son also accepted that is now, from now I am butcher. So then he takes one time to killing or something. From there on he has the killing, this kind of the negative, like vow, negative kind of the something going on continuously. Well, that is also a number regime in the zook. There are our karma also has many, some of those karmas invisible, not visible, but there are a lot of those things have. So everything, when everything what does is not necessarily we have to see, we have to know. There are many, many unknown things. Okay, so anyway, that's the, that kind of thing, number regime in the zook, that is the 11th form. Or that is the only this Vaveshika except later Majjhimika time or Prasangika court, and that will explain later we will come. So that kind of thing. So that is roughly, and then each of them color, shape, and this smelling and taste, each of them divination and divisions and characteristics, etc. You don't want to learn all of those things. If you want to learn, maybe scientists will explain. Joking. Okay. Anyway, that is generally this in the basically Navasudhishik. Now this the appearance. Now so Sengishis, now with the mental, how to do mind, how many mentals, yeah? Now mentals is so Sengishis, so is primary consciousness, how many they are primary consciousness. Or they will say 6 primary consciousness. I consciousness, etc., down, those sense consciousness, and then 6th is the mental consciousness. Those are the consciousness. Those have primary consciousness, okay? Primary consciousness, main consciousness. When you look something on the principal one, is the like dominating, or like a king. When a king goes with somewhere, with its subject, goes with the, and it comes to with the subject. Similar, like a little bit similar, the consciousness, when you look, eye consciousness, look something, there is always other smaller, secondary consciousness, like, for example, feeling, discriminating, focusing kind of samadhi nature, or something like that, samba, or yila cheba, or anyway, there are 5 how to say? Kundu means the omnipresent. Is that? Omnipresent. Do you understand? Omnipresent, five secondary consciousness, and then non-omnipresent secondary. Sometimes go with the primary consciousness, sometimes does not go. So there is kind of, there are feeling and discrimination, and, or at the same time, there are five omnipresent consciousness, secondary consciousness, and then another, or this system, another yunginga means another samadhi, wisdom, etc. The another five account yungi, or those are 10 of them omniscient, omnipresent. Some other schools only 5 omnipresent. That means our consciousness, mental or sense, only occupying always with them at least 5. Or this system, or at least 10 of them occupy. Okay? So that is mental, some kind of consciousness, primary consciousness, secondary consciousness. And then there are these 10, and then there are many, many other consciousness all together. Second, 6 primary consciousness with the goals, secondary consciousness, here and there together, or there are some are delusion, when a deluded mind comes with all that. Sometimes the virtuous mind, primary consciousness, with the company, with the faith, etc., special kind of consciousness. All of these together, there are 51 consciousness, smaller consciousness. That is called Sanskrit word, citta. And chaita. Chitta is primary consciousness. Chaita is secondary consciousness. Each of them definition, this explanation, what their nature, what is the exam, or like the hatred, or jealousy, or ignorance, or the delusions, doubtness, or etc., all of these things. And then virtues, faith, share up wisdom, etc., some kind of virtuous mantles, and all kind of things. In this explain all the 51 of them detail. Of course, the Abhidhamma Kosha explained one chapter is the fifth chapter is mainly to concentrate on deluded mind consciousness, or that like that way. This system, Nawa Sukhishi, one base is appearance, physical, and the second one is, and then the subject side has 2, primary consciousness side, and secondary side consciousness. Secondary has 51, and the primary one 6, divided, of course, like that way. Okay? You want to learn that? Okay, you have to learn. Because that is, we have to operate from them. Some of them you want to get rid of. These are my enemy. These are my friend. We have to develop certain things, positive things, certain negative things. These are the mental side and the object side. Over there, you have always attractive and hateful, etc. So they're mentally doing the, we have to always practitioner, spiritual practitioner, dealing with that. So therefore, detail explaining, understanding true, carefully, then, and that will help. Okay? Alright, then, 5, among them, 5, 2 of them done. Well, if you done in this system, and others also, whether they call 5, basic object or core or not, doesn't matter, and you will understand the similar, different name, but today. Okay? So now, 5 among them, Navasukishi, or appearance of the physical and in the mental, mind, primary mind, and secondary consciousness, 3. And then, that, what is the fourth one? Fourth one is more harder one. Dhamma mayimba duji yishi means neither physical or mental. What are those things? Okay, in this system, maybe some of those, maybe you are not They will say, Toba, Matoba, Toba means obtainment. You say something achieved, obtained. When you say you have obtained this and that, etc., achieved in all realization or something, wisdom or something you achieved. When you say Toba means what you achieved, what achieved between there, some kind of link. Toba means some kind of neither physical, neither mental, they can some kind of power or like, or in a rope, looks like some, when a horse or something loading, you know, one big load, another big load, both of them tied together, one rope. Like, almost like that way. And making something, Toba means, what do you obtain? For some arahants, Buddha achieved many, many emancipation in life, the mental, etc. Who has possessed, you say possess or achieved or something, that means achievement itself or possessing, and there's a quality, substantial quality, which is neither what you achieved or not that one, or what who achieved but also not, between the linking some kind of all quality, which is neither physical, neither or mental. Do you understand? Toptang, Madhukanyam tongues. Other than that way, then this kind of thing. And then also, easier one is a salt. Salt is a life vital. Life also, sometimes people think life vital is some kind of air or subtle air, or sometimes life vital is this neither physical, neither mental. This is some kind of existing, some kind of substantial nature, or something like that. That is the sock, means human have sock. All these stones have no sock. Sock means the soul or some kind of vital life or soul or something, okay? That is the that is also in this system, categorized. Tenyi namdani, tenyi means characteristic of production things. All produced things have four characteristics. Yeah, tenyi means the birth, okay, then the impermanence, gyawa jigwa. Neba means abiding, continue abiding. And then gakpa means ceasing. So therefore in the cup, this in the cup itself, and it has a quality of the birth, which is not the cup itself, is called the birth, is some substantial thing. It has the impermanent, every moment changing nature, this is some kind of nature. Or like that way, or then abiding every moment, some kind of continuation or something. And then finally to cease, call together. They are something separate from the cup, but the nature of cup, like with the close to the cup. So that way, those are the Deminduji. There are four of them, 14 of them listed. Mingitola, Sokbaya. All right. That is okay, yeah? Oh, we have the impermanence, etc. What is the impermanence of table? Is it table itself, or somewhere outside, or nothing? But it is quality, it is our own quality. That quality, it is not net table, or that is not consciousness, but it is a functional thing, and a produced thing. Table produced, with along it is. The quality, impermanent, etc., born with that. So therefore, all that kind of things. These are the fourth category. Okay? Lovely, done. Now four. Now fifth one. Fifth one is already I done, right? Dumache, none. or non-produced, like space. And in this system, space has two categories. One is the side of the production thing, which is the hollow, what we see between the wall and this, kind of during the day, or then kind of light nature, or dark, and then the night, dark nature, something between there, you know that is hollow, empty, you can see, empty, you can see visible kind of, that is not real space. This is element of space called. No, real space is when you use that is basis, and then is there anything touchable, is there anything, and discovered nothing, right, reachable or touchable, that it is a real discovering space. That space is non-produced. That space doesn't go anywhere. That space not produced by something. That space not destroyed. You can crack or destroy or on the fire or burning or whatever. That space never, it is permanent. Okay. Alright, that's all right. So now, five spaces. That is in universal. Or whole from world to all the way Buddha up to anything, whatever exists. So those five categories into fit those categories. Okay. With these categories, then you have to develop the samsara and spiritual goal and the path and obstacles and emancipation what achieved all these things. So therefore, that is the base code. Now what we want to know is from this base, the path system. Second one is path. Third one is fruit, result, spiritual result, right? Okay, that is the mainly. Okay, then, I'm not going to read this, just what I learned and roughly we will talk. Otherwise, it is complicated, yeah? And I also not able to read very well, and then when I read, everybody bored, sleeping. Okay? So, therefore now, path system, I think, yeah? This has also many, many, for the base, finding those five things, and then from there, many, many other things, like three times, past, present, future, what they are. There are two truths. Of course, maybe this is important. In this system, two truths. All of these are fit into two truths. Now, two truths, the later Majjhimikans say two truths, this is completely different. In this system, two truths, what is the truth? Ultimate truth and conventional truth. And then that is the Abhidhamma Koshasa Kangla Chomdang Loyeshen Sana Thalo Minjukpa Pungyushin Du Kunzu Du Yeti Tendam Yoyeshen Nos. Or that is the Tambam is ultimate truth. Kunzu is the conventional truth. What the difference is now roughly characterized is all of these are Kangla Chomdang Loyeshen. If what is the phenomenal conventional thing is the physical or whatever. It is the, when you have jumbam, it's like cups, for example, by hammering or by physically, destroy it, of course, cupness is gone, right? Cannot stay. Cup is usually exist, but when you destroy it by hammer or something, no cup. So cup is conventional, is not ultimate. Same thing, not necessarily that, and everything, certain things by mentally, such a thing, yeah, if you have, understandable, but they by category, for example, me, or my body, or something, my head, when you say, you can, by physically destroy, then you lose. Or by mentally, where is my, oh, my head, or my hair is not me, my head, my nose is not head, Chick is not, etc. Then thinking by knowing some is by wisdom, clearly each on the one by one, clearly nothing left there. That is the conventional sign. It is a conventional nature. So therefore, when you anything house, when you say house is consciousness, that's conventional because it's on the floor and the walls, the ceilings, and each of them, many particles when you think, where is the house, or where is beautiful building, or then you can, roughly you can, conventionally you can think, you can identify, but examine, detail, analyze, and then you lose. That is the not automatic, it is the conventional. Okay, so therefore physically or mentally when you sell arms, clearly not this and part by part, then sell apple or that kind of thing, when that happens and lose its identification, that kind of things are conventional truth. Now, is there ultimate truth in a physical etosura? This believes ultimate truth. Yes. What is that? The atoms. Or the finest. Or the physical point of view, for example. And mental, same thing. Physical, this is for example. And then, do they talk to Chinese? Do they miss it? Subtle, most subtle, or atom or particle, which cannot divide it. That is final thing, divided, finally, then less, small, less. There is no further division. You cannot make by physically, by mentally, you can't make from there. That is the final thing. If there is something like that, that is ultimate truth. So therefore, this system, there is ultimate truth, is there some physical ultimate truth, is the duter, subtle atoms. Of course, that is also this system believes, because we have sometimes discussion with scientists, is there ultimate duter? Because now scientists say probably there is no such ultimate duter. Because they little up above this other system, higher system, you deny, you don't have ultimate subtle atoms. How much you buy mentally, if you divide it, is always endless. For example, if there is supposed to be some one ultimate atom, smallest one, let's say that is the smallest one, that is no part, partless. Is that partless, no part? And then you think, let's say that has 10 other atoms, four directions, and sides, and up and down, 10 of them round, circle. So all of them ultimate, partless. If that says, what is wrong, is it? Let's say that the middle one, partless, is this partless, this has no division, you cannot divide the part. If that case, if that has facing to east side, east atom, to facing to the north side atom, are they same or different? What do you think? Different. So therefore this atom is not partless. And is there a little more further? Doesn't matter. Same logical conclusion. There is no partless. You cannot find all the time with the part. Some is side, one side. Same way, and then mental things and non-physical things are from the point of time, for example. Many, many times pass in the future, and this way, when you divide it, there is no actually real ultimate, this is the final thing, ultimate, stand ultimately. There is no such thing. Okay, this is upper school says, that is not this system. Of course, this system, of course, all this have these atoms. nene jawa tane. Other than when you have this system, why on the channel of those around and they only when you touch them, if you touch in the middle one on the east is touching to the west, they will say, oh, they are not touching. Not touch. But between little space. it doesn't have that one, okay? And then the same way, or the under the little space, in that space, what is there? And another atom? Okay, so many endless questions rises. Okay, so therefore, but anyway, this is most rapacity level of the, of course, they will be ultimate physical thing. They will be ultimate mental thing. They are rough things, so they were conventional truth, ultimate truth. They never say Madhyamika or higher system, Shunyata, never say. They will say like that way, okay? Okay, that is good. Ultimate truth and conventional truth, two divided into all of these are into two, fit like that way. Okay? Other than then there are a lot of the times, death, past, and present, future, or whether they are real or not. Past is not real, future is not real, present in maybe real or something. In this system, everything that's true I mean, substantial exists. Past is exists. Past jar is a jar. Future jar is a jar. Past, present, future, everything substantial exists. Something like this system or some other things not like that way. So anyway, we don't want to discuss those things. Right? Okay. All right. Well, you don't want to listen to us. Okay. All right. So therefore that and then also this is important later Madhyamika system. This is called Mekka and Mayinga. That is the negation. Negation is two negations, upper school belief. Negation, mere negation, negation. When you know such thing, that's mere negation. Nothing being positive. The Mayinga means the negation which upper and affirms, the affirms another positive thing. Yeah? First of all, if you say not non-human, not non-human, is that negating something, right? That's two double negating. Not non-human. What that makes? Appears, infers, human, right? Okay, that is the negation, but affirms some positive things. There is no elephant in this room. We all know, as object of knowledge, no negation. None elephant, no elephant. Both of them negation. When you know elephant, doesn't mean something else affirm. Mere negation. Okay? That way understanding, that way and then later Shunyata, etc., a lot of those mere negation we will find selflessness, etc. So therefore, right now, in a rough way or some easy way, like talking about that. No elephant here in this room. No lions in this room. We all know, right? Okay. Well, this room is not the affirming, but this room is a base of the negation. And on this negated the elephant, then what is left? Nothing to confirm, nothing affirm, okay? So mere negation. But this system, no mere negation. It is the negation itself is a substantially some kind of them, is some substantial thing. It is not mere negation. And they will say a little different way. Okay? So anyway, that is the We will stop there, okay? That's part. Or the negation is a mere negation, and the affirming negation, called affirming, is affirming some positive, yeah? All those things, two kind of negations, etc. Or that this kind of thing, discussion, many, many divisions little in this base, you know, so that's enough. Okay, basis. All right? Now, lam, path. Path, or also then, or connection with that path. Path is the to lead to the emancipation, enlightenment. Or the path is it also when you're talking on the path, object of path. What do you try to remove? Obstacle of the path. And nature of path. The goal of path. Okay, those things will explain, right? Okay. Object of path, what they use is, of course, now Buddha taught the Four Noble Truths. Meditation on the truth of suffering or cause of suffering, etc. 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths. You probably know those things, right? Right? Suffering has four attributes. Mitapa impermanence, dungawa, etc. Four. And the cause of suffering has, like that way, 16 aspects of the nature. Detail explaining. These detailed thinking, mentally understanding fully. Those are the meditational object, right? Suffering is how trouble, how horrible, how bad. And impermanent, it has no desirable things. So thinking that way, opposite way, nature of suffering. And then where they arise, the cause, and etc. And then all this, how you get rid of, when you get rid of these all, that is cessation, final cessation, it has a special four causes, four characters. And then when you're getting rid of that, you know, obstacles, the path, which is realization of, yeah, then general Four Noble Truth, especially realization of the root is selflessness, dark never. Or that is understanding, meditating those deeply. When we meditate, those are the object to meditation. Okay. Object to meditation, right? Four Noble Truth, etc. Now, nature of meditation, the path has the oriented path, originary path. When you direct realization of truth under that originary path, there is the two other paths, originary level. Then when you meditation higher, 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 finally direct realization of shunya, because of selflessness, Four Noble Truth, and then that is superior beings achieved. So they were oriented path. This has a path of seeing, path of cultivation, path of the normal learning, that is the Arahant's path. So there are five paths, path of accumulation, path of reaching to that path of seeing, path of reaching, and path of seeing, path of cultivation. During those time, each obstacle is removed one by one. Or there are many, many divisions. Then at the finally achievement of path of normal learning, it's the Arahant ship when you achieve, there's no need to any more learning. So now you have special path exceeding all of these. Well, that is the nature of path has five those things. And fruit. The fruit is, of course, then according to this system, three fruits. In the lower level, Hinayana, Shrapaka Arahantship, Padiga Buddha Arahantship, Bodhisattva Arahantship, there's so these three final goals you have, which each different path taking through that. On when your fruit achieves, you got rid of all the obstacles, delusions, karmas. Cause of the karma is the delusions, ignorance, etc. All of them from the root completely removed. So therefore achieved emancipation or nirvana. That is called nirvana. Okay, so therefore when you achieve nirvana, that is fruit. Okay? That is nirvana. Can you go back to the world? Shouldn't be. But this system is a little strange. Sometimes, judging by Nyambe Chöjams, could be very, very dull arahants may lose from nirvana to go a little further back. Then again, that will definitely recover for this life, one life, then in the future never do. But there's sometimes a little bit losing. This system accepted, but the rest of the schools, no way. Okay? Once you have achieved nirvana, permanent cessation. Okay, there is no way of returning. Okay? So that is the path, fruit. Base, path, fruit. Right? Okay. So that is the roughly I'm talking. This is Vaishika system. There are some unique things. They are explained like that way. But then most similar to other this and the Satyantika, those who follow of the more sutra rather than Mahavaisha, and then they also have the same thing, two truths. Now they have two truths, much different than this. And general path and the fruit and this is no different much explanation. But the fundamental base or form, these ten forms and consciousness, etc., and those reality truth is the permanent, impermanent, etc. Certain things in this system little different than Bhavashika. But the in the path system or fruit system almost identical. So therefore we don't need to separate it to learn much. Okay? Or the Satyantika system. Or the there are explanation of the Buddhist logician, the Dharmakirti, and logician, Dignaga, etc. Then Dharmakirti, four chapters of the Pramana Vaitika, long text written there, also explaining about some of the sutra followers, how to things accepted. This is the Yogacara and Satyantika mixed together. Okay. Anyway, I don't want to detail because that makes you bored. And I think we'll talk, since I have the two lectures, so this afternoon maybe talk Yogacara system, and tomorrow we will talk Madhyamika system. All of them great. Okay? And then you are a great learner, learned scholar. You become geshis. Okay. I think we will stop there, okay? Is that 12, right? All right. Thank you.
Namda Jambasya Bhavantu Kone Kondo Devaya 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 Kone Kondo Devaya